A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 57. Soon after leaving Mandalore for the first time in a year, Ryla Ursan found a forgotten datapad on her bed, left for her by PN-15. Following the coordinates provided on the datapad, the crew traveled to Megiddo, hoping to discover the location of a Sith's hidden holocron collection, but instead find an ancient temple occupied by a village of Lurmen who asked the crew for help defeating the monster dwelling in the subterraneous levels of the temple. All right, so you guys take the elevator down, and you guys arrive in this new part of the map.
Cave of Wonders.
This Cave of Wonders. Well, yeah.
That's what they called me in high school.
The elevator stops, and you're like in this little, like almost like an elevator room, and you guys can see out into this larger room in front of you, and there's this giant altar, and there are these two, I use statues that are just like warriors, but they're like Lurmen warriors.
Mm. I do a perception check.
Yeah.
I'm using the Force. I'm going to look at both of them and give them the finger and close my eyes and then stick my paws outward to, like, Force sense.
And we high-five them. Yeah, we high-five them.
That gives me advantage, actually.
Oh.
Force check, 33.
What are you sensing for?
Just putting my feelers out there for life forms or anything that's dripping with Force juice.
No Force juice. You do get a couple of life signatures, but they seem distant and far away, like underground or through, like, you know, worms, but not any nearby.
There's no little graboid things nearby, space graboid things.
I'm just gonna start walking into the room.
All right, so you guys enter into the room. There are, on either side of the altar, are like these tombs. You guys are able to see that from like the entrance over there, that there are like these stone bowls on the tombs, and you can see like glowing like crystals in them.
I feel like we got a puzzle here.
I think you gotta fill them both with water.
I say we take the crystals out of the bowls
and put them into the empty ones.
Are there empty bowls?
No. So okay, there's one on each tomb, and there's one on the altar, and they all have like crystals.
Oh, so they all have crystals.
Maybe if you move them all at the same time, the door will open.
Maybe there's no puzzle at all.
That's because
he knows that we're all dumb.
Let's pull the crystals out.
Is there even a door?
You don't see a door, no.
Can we push the tombs open?
No, don't do that.
You could try.
That's how you get cursed.
Yeah, this girl knows anything about tombs and catacombs.
Trebrob's going to wander off to the left and look around and try and clear up some more of that fog of war. For the people listening, we are taking advantage of this fancy new table that we have with a freaking beautiful TV in it.
Maps.
And we see actual fog of war on this crazy map with our characters.
So you kind of move that way, and yeah, you can kind of see down that hallway that goes around.
I'm just going to like sniff every time I take a step, just...
Hey, don't smell anything out of the ordinary.
I'm going to grab the crystal from the altar.
Okay, so you go up to the altar, and it's got these little statues like right in the center, and you just kind of walk around them up to the actual altar part. And yeah, you go to the bowl and you take a crystal out.
Gradually touch, very cautiously.
Okay.
Side eye in the statues.
Wait, shouldn't we all grab a crystal at the same time?
We can all grab a crystal at the same time.
Yeah, just like I grabbed that gauntlet. Fuck that.
That's how you get cursed.
You only get dark side points? That's how you get dark side points.
I don't like this. He just gave a look.
There was no look.
Don't pick up the crystal.
But it looks so good.
And they're like glowing.
And they're glowing.
Mm.
I'm like a space moth to a space flame, baby. I got a space do it. I grab the crystal. I pick it up. And I hold it up and I go.
And then you hear a chunk.
Shit.
Of like gears turning. And you hear this rumbling noise. And yeah, almost like a clock. Just a chunk.
I started something.
Put it back.
I put it back. Does it stop
it's still
anything?
Going.
I pick it back up. Okay, we got it, Crystal.
Chubrub's going to look down that hallway and see if there's anything coming down that way.
You get to the corner, and you look down the next hallway, and there's nobody there. There's nothing there.
What's that thing on the right?
Yeah, is that a door? That would be a door.
I'd get in the comms.
Hey, guys. Found a door.
I found a crystal, and it started to talk. Talk.
I am going to walk over and grab another crystal.
Okay.
I want to follow that mysterious ticking noise.
It sounds like it's coming from everywhere, like behind the walls. And
I feel like you're just going to start... Like, it started a timer, and then when you pick up the other one, it's just going to go faster.
Nothing happens.
It didn't do anything. Like, he didn't even fucking care that I picked up a crystal, so... Yep. So I guess we're going to the door?
I roll a 21 to perceive if there's anything in the room that looks like I should put the crystal there.
Nope. You don't see anything.
So I pocket the crystal.
I'd like to check out the door.
Okay, you go to the door, and it is sealed shut.
But there's, like, a access panel or levers or anything.
Just a shut door.
Just a sealed door.
Hey, guys, I found a door.
The ticking noise starts to go faster.
I say we open The tombs?
No.
I go over with Marky.
I'm getting out of here.
Chubrub's just going to start, like, take a thing of detonite out and set it in front of that door.
What is Sawbone doing?
I would like to turn on the heat vision or cold vision on my goggles. And
he's going Predator.
To see if I see like anything moving through like the walls area since it's ticking, or maybe
roll something.
Get
an X-ray vision.
Roll heat vision.
34.
Nope. You see the heat signatures coming from all the lights around, but that's it.
Well, I guess I'm going to go with Ryla and Chubbs because I don't really want to be near the tombs in case something goes bad.
Okay, everybody around the corners, away from the doors.
And before you can even do anything, the clicking stops and the door opens.
Nice.
Motherfuckers.
I'm going to surge and just run my ass around that
corner.
Do we
still push the tomb open?
Yeah.
Yeah, we push the tomb open. Can we push the tomb open?
Oh, God.
Yeah, you push that tomb open over but you got to send that.
Put your back into it.
Hold on, I could use the force,
lift
I guess.
With your back, not with your knees.
I just use the force.
Oh, yeah, you got that.
Okay, so you push the lid off, and it crashes to the ground.
Tiger
and, like,
cursed.
Breaks. And inside is the dusty skeletal remains of a Lerman.
I pick up the head and I go, look at me, I'm dead.
Now that's how you get cursed.
I think that's also how you take a dark side point.
Oh man, I was going to do something with the fee.
Do it.
For desecrating remains.
I just do a little dance like I'm tap dancing on the side of the coffin.
Hey, guys, get back here. Oh,
come on, no. You're missing the show. There's nothing but bones.
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
The red herring.
I punched the skeleton
in the
crotch.
Y'all are officially Tomb Raiders.
It shatters.
Boom. Cock blocked, baby. Yeah, then we just, I guess we dip to the door.
Yeah, I high-five you, though.
You want to go to the door or you want to see if the other two? I mean,
hey,
we're completionists.
The other one.
Yeah, well, yeah, we go to the other one and we push that one open.
Same thing.
Go grab the other one.
Okay.
Dusty skeletal remains in that one,
and
too.
And we do like a whole Shakespearean
yeah,
whole
you guys play. Take another dark side point.
Are
both
you serious? Both of you.
Stop it. Did you not learn from the first time?
They're dead. Who cares?
I set this bomb up on the door, and it opened. Should I still blow it up?
No, like, don't blow it up.
No, not yet. Nope. We might need to close
no,
off
no, don't blow it up.
You guys go through the door. Everyone gets back together, and you guys go through the door. And you're in now a long hallway.
I collect my explosives.
I'm going to go right.
I'll go left.
Okay, so you guys have split up. We're going to say that Ryla, Chubbs, and Sawbone are going to go one way, and that Marky and Kale are going to go another. And we're going to pick up with Marky and Kale right here. So you both go to the end of the hallway, and the hallways seem to go back the way you kind of they loop back.
Counterintuitive.
There's like rubble and stuff on the ground, but nothing.
While we're walking, I just have a casual conversation.
Yeah.
Hey, you ever think about life and stuff?
Oh, God, yeah. So deep. You ever think about how deep you are as a person?
Yeah, I mean, like, I want more, but, like, is there more? Does it even matter?
I don't know. What's at the edge of space?
More space.
More space, right?
Yeah.
So you guys reach the end of a hallway, and you see that it just kind of turns and goes another direction.
More space.
What did I say? More space. This is it.
This is life.
Yeah. I think our lives are just going to be a series of hallways. Look how long this got.
God, do you even want to walk this thing?
I don't. Can we take a rest, maybe?
Hey, you know what? I can force. I'll
lift
force
you, push me down?
And I'll put you down there.
Set it up like a slip and slide.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
I'm going to sit on the ground
down,
and you force
you lay
push.
Down and right. I'll force push you.
Yeah, right. Here we go.
So I do that.
And I pantomime driving a cart. Beep, beep. How far can he force push me?
I don't know.
Roll. Does he have to roll for it?
You're about to take damage.
Yeah, probably.
I would never.
It's a soft push.
I don't see any rubble graphics in this hallway.
I'm just soft pushing him as I walk down.
Okay. You got lucky. That was a smart move. I was getting dice out.
What the hell? Any chance you get.
So you guys reach the end of that long-ass hallway?
Yeah, we do.
We're going to jump to the other team. You guys.
Yeah, let's make some headway.
You guys are over here.
Okay. Meanwhile.
You guys come across a door to the right, and you can either keep going down the hallway or go through the door.
Let's go down the hallway.
Okay, keep going. All right.
Onward.
You think they're having as much riveting conversation as we've been having?
I wonder what the other group is doing.
Probably just walking silently down the hallway.
Yeah, they're just walking, just following the hallway down.
Hey, Sawbone, that last spice pickup you made, that was real good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
That's
fucking Sawbone.
Yep.
Indeed.
I know I've got the munchies. I can't stop eating these fucking things.
You guys follow the hallway. It kind of loops back around, much like their hallway did. And then you come to an intersection.
Let's keep moving.
To where?
Oh, straight.
You know how tempting it is for me to just place bombs on all these walls and just make a breach?
You three continue on straight. The hallway kind of turns to the right, and you've come to the end of this hall. And in front of you are two doors, side by side.
Can we go through the doors, or are they locked?
You can go through them.
Let's go through them.
Which ones?
The one closest to us.
Closest to your characters on the map?
Yeah.
All right, so you guys enter into this room, and you find... just a bigger room.
Are we all entering the room, I guess?
No, you and I are still in a hallway.
Are we still in a hallway?
Yeah, man.
Can I do a perception check?
Sure.
It's a 30.
You see, again, just a bunch of rubble and stuff, but there is also a giant staircase leading down.
That's guarded by two
Lerman statues.
Hurry, Chubbs, put bombs on the statues.
No, don't bomb the statues.
It.
No, let's
we need to learn from our
let's
mistakes.
Let's take the stairs down.
Let's wait for our friends to show up.
Yeah, let's wait for everyone to
go back to them.
Let's take the
How
stairs
do we know
down.
They're going to end up in the same place as us?
Well, you know, hopefully.
We can't right. wait on them. We got to split up.
On the comms.
Kale, can you hear me?
Yeah. Two hallways over.
We can tell when you're making that up.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah, I can hear you guys just fine.
Hey, go back the way you came and then come.
Which way is that?
We have no idea where we are.
Just keep on keeping on.
You have no idea where we are either.
No. That's awesome. Go back the way you came.
Follow,
go back the way you
follow
came.
Follow the sound of our voice.
We keep going down this way.
Okay.
I knew it.
Another hallway.
It's just going to be nothing but... Let's hear this riveting conversation.
Swear to God, we've been here before. Do you remember this stone?
Kel, huh? do you have...
The crystals?
On your fingers?
Uh-huh.
Is your middle finger longer than your normal finger? Look at mine is. My middle one is longer.
Yeah?
Is yours?
What does that mean?
Where's your thumb? Let me see it.
So you guys continue looking at your hands, walking down this hallway. And you guys come to a fork in the hallway where it splits into two.
So there's a small hallway and then a large hallway?
Yep.
Let's go down, I guess, the small hallway.
You two follow that small hallway, which leads you into a room where the rest of your party is waiting for you.
So we enter in, but we're still having a conversation.
About the fingers?
Yeah, he's like, no, we've moved on past that. So do you like salami on your bread or do you... What kind of meat?
I don't like the texture.
Right. Is it like a bad texture?
Nah, salami's not good. Summer sausage, you finally made it. Let's go. Let's walk down the stairs. Kind of interrupting there, but fine. We found you.
No, let's keep talking about meat. I'm into this conversation for once.
Do you guys like salami on your meats?
Always. Let's go downstairs.
I mean, I like a salami. It's a little too preserved for me. I like a nice fresh Rodian cut.
I start walking down the stairs.
I follow Saba.
All right. So you guys come down the stairs into this giant cave-like room. There are four pillars around the square shape of this room. You guys can see that there are like skeletal remains all over the floor.
And at the far end of the room, opposite of the stairwell that you guys descended from, you guys can see that there's like an altar there. You guys can see that sitting on this table are three glowing holocrons.
Ooh!
Jackpot.
There's a red holocron that is in that like pyramid shape of like a Sith holocron. There is a blue holocron that's at the cube shape of like of a Jedi holocron. And then there's a purple one that is kind of like a D20.
I run up and grab them all and put them in my pockets.
No.
What? No.
One. You can't.
Oh.
Because as you guys enter the room after stepping off the steps, you guys feel the room kind of shake. And busting through the wall, kind of like the Kool-Aid man busting through the wall.
Oh, no.
Is,
oh, yeah.
Is a white worm. But this one looks way different.
Than the mama worm?
Than the one you guys saw before. Human? No, that would
like
be
Beetlejuice?
Fucking terrifying.
Like Beetlejuice?
It's Beetlejuice. It's Beetlejuice. Think of Beetlejuice when he's like the worm. And he goes, No. Over here by me, that's the white worm, right? But you guys see parts of it that look a little bit like one of these guys, the Tarantatix that you guys have fought before. It's got the spiked head. With the spikes coming off of its head. It's got
knuckles.
Two huge claws near its mouth area and head. And it's got a bunch of smaller little like legs and claws coming outside.
Ew.
It busts through on the right side of you guys and kind of crawls out into the center and faces you all. And it lets out just a belting roar, scream, like ear-piercing, because you guys are in this stone room, so it just fucking echoes off of the walls, and dust and stuff like shakes off of the ceiling and kind of like falls down on you guys a little bit.
I'm going to do a Brendan Fraser and just yell right back.
It's like pinching its little fucking claws, like, ah, I'm going
to
get you.
I'd like to roll for conversation.
What?
I'd like to talk to it.
Okay.
I just would like to have I'd like to see if it...
Are you going to try and use the force to communicate with it?
I'd like to use the force to communicate with it.
Okay.
Chubrub is going to just move sideways away from him. Just
do it.
Roll it.
Okay.
Roll it. I start approaching it with my hand out like no. I'm going to...
Wow, that's a bad decision. But
hey, guys, I got this, okay?
Okay.
I got this. Watch this. And I walk up slowly with my hand out. Ooh. Oh, no.
Oh,
that's
you got
this. That's a 24?
Okay, so what exactly are you trying to do?
I'm trying to mentally connect with it, with the Force. You know, like Ezra.
Yeah, so what you feel is almost like it. It's not taking your Force power away, but you feel that it is hungry for that Force juice. It wants your Force power. Apparently, you guys don't remember shit about Tarantatics, but they love to eat Force users. So, with that being said, B, I think you have something you need to say.
Yes! Roll initiative!
I run back to the group yelling, bad idea, bad idea, bad idea!
Hey everyone, and thank you for listening to another episode of 8-Bit Saga. May the 4th be with you. We did it. We finally released an episode on May the 4th. We've never done it before, and if you go back and look and find evidence that says otherwise, I don't believe you. I think. I'm sure we've done it before. But let's all celebrate this wondrous day, which we all enjoy, all things Star Wars. Hope you are enjoying this show. I hope you continue to enjoy this episode. It is a good one. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a lot of work. It was two sessions over 3 hours cut together and down to just under an hour, which I know you're thinking, wow, 2 hours of stuff gone. You didn't miss much. And if you're a Patreon subscriber, you get another 30 minutes at the end. So I don't know. It doesn't seem like that bad of a deal. I promise you, you just missed math and us talking about rules and Marvel and things that had nothing to do with the show and stuff that just wasn't good. So all that got cut, and it's now you get this really great episode. It's a lot of fun. So, you know, go become a Patreon subscriber if you want to hear the other things that aren't in the episode that are at the end for them, if that makes sense. Patreon.com/8BitSaga. For $5 a month, you get some cool stuff, such as the extended episodes. You get a video version of the episode, sans goofs, but it does have maps and pictures and things that we talk about to kind of give you a visual aid when listening. That stuff is also available just by itself in a post over on our Patreon, so you can look at pictures of the maps, you can look at pictures of the creatures they're fighting, things like that. You also get a cool Discord role. If you become a subscriber for over $5, you get a role that allows you to hang out in streams and chats and things over on our Discord. It's like when we stream at the table. We've started streaming at the table, so you can see the maps. You can listen to us raw and uncut as we record on Saturday nights, or when we do record on Saturday nights. We do it over on our Discord, and Patreon subscribers get a chance to watch that and hang out and listen in as they get to hear uncut just bullshit. So that's fun. And also, I do these edit streams every Saturday night over on our Discord. And as I draw closer to the end of an episode, they become streams only available to Patreons, because at that point, you're not listening to me cut out stuff. You are now listening to the episode as things actually get added to it, like music and sound effects and me making dumb noises to sound like monsters. So go check that out. Become a subscriber. Help support the show. We have some stuff that we need to buy coming up. And so every penny helps. One of the things we recently purchased was the 8-Bit Saga domain. We own that now. So if you go to 8bitsaga.com, you can go look at our website. We have a website. It has stuff. Not a lot, but it has stuff. You can look at character descriptions and other things that are going to be coming, like NPC profiles and maps and all that fun stuff. So go check that out, 8bitsaga.com. There's links to the Patreon. There's links to the Discord. Links to the show. It's all there. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at 8bit_saga. If you tweet about the show, we'll name a character after you. Named character in this episode is our good friend Ratty. Ratty buddy, your character's coming soon. So keep an ear out for Ratty. I think that's it. Thank you, Graham Plowman, for letting us use your music and for creating our awesome intro song. We greatly appreciate everything you do and your massive talents. You are an amazing composer, so thank you so much for the music. And yeah, I think that's about it. Let's get to the show so y'all don't have to listen to me babble anymore. Let's do it. Position yourselves, unless that's the position y'all want.
That's what I was asking. Do we have time before we rolled initiative to move at all?
I will say, since Mark and Obi walked forward to talk to it,
yeah,
and then he did scamper back, that should give you guys a little bit of time to kind of move a little bit, but not, I wouldn't say more than like 2 or 3 squares.
I strafe to the right of it, if I can, while he's distracting it, taking
and
one for the
I'm
team.
On your backpack. I'm on your jetpack.
Hey, guys, maybe if we grab the holocrons, it'll turn this thing off.
Yeah, why don't you try that? It'll probably go as well as trying to say hi to it.
I'm just trying to figure this thing out, okay?
And it's between us and the holocrons, right?
Yeah.
They're on the other side?
They're over there. Yeah.
So, Sawbone, you are up first.
I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and Hunter's Mark, and I'm going to use the missile launcher and shoot it in its mouth.
Oh,
aim right inside the mouth.
Okay.
So it lands in
the mouth.
I mean,
you can try.
I'm gonna try real hard to land right in the mouth.
What'd you roll?
33.
The
33? To hit.
In the mouth.
In the mouth?
Right in the gums.
Doesn't hit it in the mouth.
Okay.
What does it hit?
Like broadside, I guess?
I would say you got it like in that big shielded spot right in the front of its head.
Okay.
So you just pissed him off.
So I just made him mad.
You roll that damage and we'll tell you how pissed off it gets.
40.
40 damage.
40 explosive damage, if that matters.
Actually, that does matter. All right, next up, Chubrub.
Wait, what happened?
Oh, you hit it in
you
the
hit
head?
It.
Okay.
And it exploded on the side of its head.
Oh, it did what you tried to
do? Yeah, you were like, all right, moving on.
Yeah, you missed the mouth.
Yeah, now he's pissed off, dude.
Now he's mad.
I don't know if he was more mad, if he made a noise.
He's definitely mad. I mean, you hit him right in the head.
You're not happy.
He's not happy.
Cool.
You did some damage. You cracked some of the crystalline, like, but I mean, not in any, like, lethal way.
Cool, cool, cool.
Are there any big boulders or...
There's bones.
There's pillars and skeletons.
Look at the bones.
I was just looking for something heavy to force yeet at it, but I can just force yeet grenades. That's fine.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah. I'm just going to do the old standard. Just force throw some thermal detonators at them.
Okay.
First one. Blew. 37 to direct hit it with a thermal
37?
Detonator. Yeah.
It's a hit.
Yeah, baby.
Where'd you aim it?
I was going for his mouth.
Yeah, we'll say a 37 is good enough to hit it in the mouth.
39 explosive damages to his face area.
Okay.
Does that open up any?
No, I mean, that's definitely a good chunk. It definitely hurts.
Does he need to see the dentist?
Yeah, hims need to see the dentist for sure.
And then I'm going to follow it up with an actual, like, use of move object and, like, force a concussion grenade into its maw.
Okay.
That's a 28.
That's a miss.
It was a bad roll. Yeah, I just fucking yeet a grenade over its head into the corner. I'm going to scamper back underneath Sawbones' legs and behind him move up about, like, I don't know, like 10 feet.
Okay. Next up is Marky.
Would it make sense to be able to roll perception to see if there's any weak points on this thing?
Yeah, that's fine.
So that's a 15 for perception.
You don't see any specific spots, but you notice that this motherfucker has arms and legs. And it has his claws out front, and it's got, like, it's almost like a centipede. It's got, like, legs going down.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And you just know, just from fighting other things throughout this entire run of the show, like, joints.
Guys.
Maybe he has arthritis?
Guys, target its arms and legs. I'm pretty sure we can get an advantage that way. And so I'm gonna target its legs and swing at it. Can I?
You gotta get close.
Gotta move up.
Oh, hold on. All right, I'm gonna try to use a force power called Draw Closer to get him closer to us.
You better roll fucking high,
yeah,
bud.
Yeah, good luck.
24.
That ain't gonna cut it, bud.
All right, so that failed then.
Yeah.
Is that my turn?
That's your turn.
All right, next.
Oh, wait, did you move?
No. I guess I'll move up then. Can I move all the spaces?
You can move up to your speed, which is usually six spaces.
Six squares. All right, Ryla.
Mears.
You're up.
Well, I don't think my attacks are going to do much from the front, so I was thinking about surging, whipping his pincer or claw or whatever.
Claw.
And acrobat up to the back.
It's not a bad idea.
On the back of his neck.
Oh, wow. You just got to roll for it. Roll the attack to latch onto his claw and then... acrobatics check.
So I rolled for my surge. It was a 24.
Okay.
So I surge to the thing. 24 on the attack.
24 on the attack is not going to cut it. So instead of doing acrobatics, you can try and jump, which surge gives you a huge bonus to that.
Yeah, give me a.
So instead of an acrobatics check, roll a jump check.
48.
Goddamn. You leap up and over its like head plates and onto its back.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It is Kale's turn.
I strafe to the right a little bit, not that far right. I go into the corner and I think about my life and my mistakes I made.
What's led me here?
I'm going to go ahead and take a shot at it, at its legs, preferably ones that are like holding it up, because I'm sure it's rearing up and a bunch of other legs are in the air, but I don't care about those. I care about taking out the ones that it's the load-bearing legs.
Gotcha.
The first shot is a 28.
That's a miss.
Oof.
Oofa.
Yeah, the second shot's a miss then, too. Yeah. If that's the case.
Gotta roll pretty good.
Yeah.
It is the Terran Taddock's turn, and it's about to go off. So he's going to surge forward, and he's actually going to go for the one that hurt him the most. He's going after Sawbone, but it just so happens that you are in the way.
Uh-huh.
So as he basically like runs through you.
No, I get to do an opportunity of attack.
Yeah, but he's also like, I mean, he's basically running you over.
I can
but
still attack.
Your reflex is good enough to avoid him, and you get an opportunity attack.
As he's running by, I'm going to take my lightsaber out and run it all down his legs and try to chop off as many legs as I possibly can.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, go for it.
What?
No, I like it.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's good.
No, this isn't like a, fuck around and find out.
Yeah,
this
is
like a
fall into my trap.
Yeah. You have the same face. You have the same exact face for either one, so I didn't know.
Yeah. Then you can battle strike, Jer.
Huh?
You can battle strike.
Yeah, I'll battle strike. So I'll do a, I'll roll my, I use my force. Oh, shit.
Oh, what was that roll?
Oh, shit. I need a calculator.
Give me big numbers, baby.
Yeah.
It is 37. So that means that I get 5d6.
And you can spend a force point to add two more if you really want to.
And I'll do that.
All right.
That's a 31 to hit.
That's a hit.
Perfect. 52 damage.
52 damage.
Damn.
God damn.
So I would like to take as many legs off as possible in a very cool way where I'm just like kind of like sliding on a knee because it was running past me. I'm like, and yeah.
So sure, as it's charging towards you, you do a spin move out of the way, down on one knee, and slash through its legs as it's running past. And this
all
thing's
of
got
them?
Like, this thing's got like dozens of legs.
Dozens.
But you slice through five of them.
That's it?
As it's running past.
All right. I guess that'll work.
You slice through
huge.
Five of its legs.
And
this
they're
thing's massive.
Boys. Look at these. All
right. Okay. Okay.
It's
I
like get, you just
sorry.
Cut through like five trees,
job
my dude.
Well right. done, yeah. sir.
Five trees.
All right.
That's yeah. Right. That's
50
good.
And 52 damage. That's a big old chunk.
Yeah.
Respectable.
It's cool. A respectable chunk.
It's a decent amount.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing me back down to earth. They were really
kissing
my ass.
I wish you'd have done more.
Do I have to roll to see if I stay on?
Yeah, actually do that because that took him down one on the condition track.
What am I rolling?
What's she rolling, Brendan? Like, what's that?
Acrobatics?
Yeah, if your acrobatics is good, then do that. Otherwise, straight up dex check.
There's a ride.
There's a ride?
There's a ride.
27.
Yeah. Hey, you managed to keep your footing. Well done.
Hey!
Woo! Way to go, Margay! Woo! From way up here.
So having several of its legs chopped off sort of unbalances it, but not enough to stop its advance.
That's momentum.
Okay. So it still charges up on you, Ed, and as it's charging forward, tries to bite you.
Okay.
So you manage to jump backwards out of the way of its bite, but it comes up with its two claws
okay.
slashing at you. It misses the first swipe,
woo!
But it hits you with the second one.
Oof.
It deals 38 damage to
God.
You with
damn,
that swing.
Damn, no son.
Problem. Damn, and he says no problem?
I still have 128
oh, yeah.
hit points.
He's a beefy boy.
Yeah.
No wonder Chubbs is hiding like 10 feet back. I was like, that's most of my HP. Like half
exactly.
of it.
Exactly.
Okay, so even I was thinking about this. Like, I still can't deal with like physical damage because I can deal with energy weapons and all that shit.
What but, about
like,
emotional?
Even like a bear would still fuck Chubrub up. Like it's not. I'm not.
You're squishy.
Yeah, I'm a squishy ball.
I'm squishy.
But with that, it is your turn.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's very close.
It's very close. It's right on top of you.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna throw two thermal detonators at its legs and jetpack away.
Okay, be careful. You might get caught in the blast.
Ooh, that is a 35.
That's a hit.
28.
Okay.
On the first one.
28 on the first one. Solid.
33.
Another solid hit.
Did it fuck up any more legs?
Yeah, we'll say you took out like six of its legs. So technically that blast would have been underneath it where those damaged legs were. So we'll say that it took like the six out on the other side.
Okay.
So now it's missing
almost it's
like
under
five. Yeah, like five sets of legs gone. So not bad.
Nice.
Not yeah. bad. So after Sawbone is Chubrub.
So it's like it's. I'm so assuming its mouth is open and it's like snarling, snapping, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Does it have a tongue?
I mean, not
just
really.
Rows of
I don't
teeth.
See one.
Just okay. rows of
just
teeth.
Rows of razor teeth.
Yeah, it's a maw. All
right, I've got a play.
Oh yeah.
It may not be anything.
What you got?
I mean, first I'm obviously gonna throw another detonator down its throat. I'm gonna try and get it like right in its mouth if I can.
Okay.
43. To like get it down its throat.
Yeah, you throw it right down this thing's maw.
32 damage.
32 damage, okay.
And then I've got a goo grenade that's been in my inventory for so long, so I'm just going to try and throw a sticky grenade in its mouth if it's not dead yet.
It ain't dead yet.
It ain't dead yet.
It was super unpleasant for it.
35.
35?
To blow a sticky load in its mouth.
That was the whole reason for this, and I applaud
what
you.
What was it?
Fucking
he
awesome.
He wanted to blow a sticky load in its mouth.
Just for that, no.
All over its chin.
It
dribbles down
its
chin.
But it's all, yeah. It's,
God fucking damn.
Y'all nasty.
Total facial.
Y'all motherfuckers.
I don't know
Jesus.
What you're talking about. What's wrong
well,
with
don't
that?
Don't miss because I'm on top.
Then Chubrub is just going to fucking like do the Scooby-Doo thing where you hear like the bongos going and he's going to run in place and he's going to surge and get the fuck out of there.
Okay. Well, you still roll damage for the sticky because it hit.
Oh, yeah.
Just didn't go down its throat.
Well, did it stop its mouth from opening because it's sticky?
No, it's sticky as in it's a, it sticks to whatever it
So where did it stick
up.
To?
It's like mouth area, but not
it
down.
Exploded.
It exploded sticky stuff all over the chin.
As soon as the hornballs came up with at Star Wars came up with a slime grenade, they knew what it was going to be used for.
It's not a sticky grenade. It's like a Semtex.
It's,
like,
it's a goo grenade.
Wait, does it blow up goo?
It's the thing I used to.
Oh,
goop
so
that
it's a
sticks
oh,
in
so
place.
It's a goo grenade, yeah. Not a sticky.
Yeah, the goo grenade.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, that's what they had them in KOTOR.
Yeah, so it didn't go in its mouth. It like exploded like Doug said, like on its chin.
I don't think it. I don't think there's any damage on
no
it.
No damage.
Adhesive grenade is what it's called.
Adhesive
in here.
Grenade.
Yeah.
Size tiny. Cost 200.
Damage
nothing.
None.
I imagine Nickelodeon slime. Just like a splat.
A splat of green.
And it just holds
everything.
Oh,
like the orange
like the
Nickelodeon
orange
symbol?
No, think about, what was it, the elephant toothpaste stuff or whatever? Have you seen that? Where people drop the stuff in there and it's like...
Oh, yeah.
It's like that.
Bones and like...
But then it hardens.
But
like,
then it hardens.
Quick.
Okay, so I rolled a nat 20 on my surge. So, Ed, a quick question. How high up are you? How high up have you jetpacked?
Enough for you to be able to jump back up if you want to try.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing because I've got a fucking like plus 50 on my jump check.
Yeah, why walk when you can
not?
Fly?
I make it.
I mean, yeah, you do.
It's like it's one of those Jedi jumps. You know, like when Luke jumps out of the carbonite freezing thing. It's like that. Just a little.
You leap up and land on Sawbones' back.
I lean in real close to Sawbones' helmet and I go. Excuse me.
All right. Did you say something?
Dusted a cloud.
Yeah, man, there's a big fucking angry worm down there.
I
and,
know, it flashed me in the chest.
I knew I blew a load in its face and it's not happy with me.
The next time, aim for the eyes.
Less chatter, more splatter, boys.
Next up is the nasty man, Mark and Obi.
So I'd like to slice the side of it open and throw some thermal detonators inside, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it.
He's down in the abdomen.
Yeah, I mean, you can try it. Let's see.
I got a 36.
That's a hit.
Ew.
35 damage.
Nice. What do you say, Doug?
Yeah, I mean, you slice it open and you slice open a big enough chunk to squeeze in some thermal detonators.
So I roll for the attack on that, right?
Yes.
That's 22.
22.
Like, this is almost like to hit a square, right? Because it's essentially to put that inside that body.
Yeah, we'll say then, yeah. It's a 4-square radius, correct?
Yeah, it's a big blast.
So there's a chance that you are going to get caught in this blast.
But it also has a big carapace in between it. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you roll too much damage, you're going to be taking some of it. So
that's an acceptable risk.
Yeah.
25 damage.
You take 19 points of damage.
Okay.
So you cut into its side, you force the grenade inside, and it blows up. And you don't do a lot of like external damage, but the internal damage, like you have ruptured some things inside of its body. It is in tremendous amounts of pain. It would be like if someone's appendix burst, essentially, like to a person where you're like, oh no. Oh no.
Like, that ain't good.
That's not right.
Do I need to make another ride check?
Yes, please, because it definitely is going to react
to
start writhing.
Yeah, it's going to writhe.
19.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm scared.
Basically, this thing throws you off, and I'll give you a chance to use the force to hold on for dear life.
Okay. Ooh, 28.
That is good enough. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I had a moment.
Yeah, you kind of like, oh, Jesus, but you like are able to grab
she
on. And
grips on stronger.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it.
Jer, though. As it writhes, it kind of body slams you.
Actually, you do get a block.
Yeah, I do get a block.
If the attack hits, you get to block.
Well, it hits.
Okay.
So you can attempt to block it. So it's a 32 on the attack.
30.
Oh, so
it's
close.
A 30.
So you don't get your lightsaber up in time, and it just sort of body checks you. 30 damage because of its massive strength and size.
It's colossal, right?
But hey, even with taking that 30 damage, you did way more than you took.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd say that was a successful turn. And Ryla was able to keep her footing on top of it, and it's her turn.
Can I see any weak spots? Because I'm behind his horns.
Hey, I just opened it up.
On the
side, opened it up
though.
On the side.
Roll for perception.
Okay. Yeah, it's a free action. Do that. Do it.
27.
27. I mean, this thing has a thick, crystalline, rocky hide. So it's like, it's hard to tell what might be a weak point. But you are right behind its, like, head plate.
Right.
So might be weaker than somewhere else, but not necessarily
a weak
point.
Is the brain up
there? I want to do a reverse King Arthur.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. All right. The name for that.
Yeah, reverse Excalibur.
Is your great sword together? Your great saber?
Well, I had the whip out when I first made the attack, so I was going to lock it in place.
Slap them together,
lock
it in.
Yeah, lock and load.
Yeah.
And, like, just go straight down into the back of the neck.
Hell yeah.
Right behind the plating.
Mm-hmm.
Good spot.
Now, your light whip is red, right?
Yes.
And your saber's blue.
And my
so when they're together,
purple.
It's purple.
Yes.
Right into its fontanelle.
Yeah, right into its adult fontanelle.
It's adult baby soft spot.
37.
37.
In the house.
Did you nat 20 that?
She did nat 20.
Oh, you nat 20 that?
It didn't even register.
All right.
It did not even register.
Yeah, you get this thing right behind its head plate. Roll your damage.
That's 49.
So you, unless you want
to, no, take it away.
So
take it away, Aaron.
You slap your lightsabers together. You shove it down, and you shove it almost hilt all the way down. And you pierce its brain, and I guess it has eyes. We haven't really talked about it. It's got two small eyes, but they kind of like go different directions.
Derpy,
and
like
its
chewy.
Jaw kind of goes slack. Not its jaw, kind of is like, ugh. And it rocks, because now it's uneven because of the legs, and it just kind of tumbles, not towards Jer.
No, it tumbles towards Jer. It tumbles towards Jer.
Okay. It swings and it falls.
Because
there's more legs missing on his side. It kind of comes in at Jer's direction.
I already rolled for it. Your reflex is good enough. You dodge.
So you dodge out of the way as it collapses dead on the floor.
Hold
yeah.
on. How big is this? Can I want to.
That's huge.
Okay, so I don't see what she does.
Uh huh.
So I think that I killed it with my thermal detonators.
My God.
That's
great.
So I come running around like, I did it, guys. I did it.
Yeah, but everybody else saw this because they're above and Kale is off to the side.
Yeah.
So everybody else sees Ryla kill it.
So Mark and Obi runs around screaming that he did it.
I did it, everybody. Look, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Hey, nice work.
Hey, thanks, man.
You saw what happened.
Yeah, you got to congratulate everyone.
I run up to it and I blast it twice.
We did it. Mark and I did it.
And I just jump off into the middle of everyone, wiping blood from my face.
Oh, sorry. There was splatter? I'm sorry. Did I get splatter on you?
Where have you
been? Oh, you don't think the brain would have splattered in my face when I pierced it?
Oh, you pierced it after I blew it up?
Oh, my God. Where were you?
I was back there.
Killing it.
I mean,
it.
Technically, she did pierce the brain after you blew it up, but she killed it.
Oh.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, congratulations.
That explosive thing was cool as fuck, though. Super inspired.
Yes, thank
Mark
you.
Mark and Obi, let's let her have this one. I wink at Mark.
You guys, nobody touch its face. Just be careful of that. There's goo.
I take selfies in front of it like...
I just killed it.
And then I push him into it.
Oh!
The goo?
Ooh! What are you doing, stepworm?
All right, so it's dead. Its body, you know, is taking up a large portion of this room.
Hey, Chop, you gonna cut some meat out and put it in your bags?
You know, I think I'm gonna pass on this one.
It's weird, but okay.
Yeah, it don't smell right.
All right, and you guys can now freely
roam about the cabin.
Roam about the cabin. And you could see the holocron standing on that kind of altar at the end of the room.
I skip to it.
You are stuck currently to the chin.
You can't get out
of it. I roll to get out of it.
It dissolves after a couple minutes, so you just
just gotta wait. I watch people as they disappear around the corner
of
this thing.
Pour some warm water on it.
You can't see anything. That's
assholes, come at me.
Yeah, pee will make it dissolve. Trust me.
Pee on it. Pee on yourself.
Somebody pee on Kale.
I do that.
It doesn't help.
Is everybody going up to the... Okay, everybody's
Going. We're all going.
I jetpack me and Chubrub over to it.
Sawbone and Chubrub let in first because he kind of zipped over the top of the dead body. And the rest of you walk up behind them. On the altar, you see three holocrons. There's the red one, the purple one, and the blue one.
Yes.
There's also, like, a little chest there.
Oh.
All right, and there's also some, like, random bones that are kind of set up in a weird way.
Like, set up or, like...
Like somebody stacked them.
Like, booby trapped.
No, it's just... It's, like, finger bones and knuckles and stuff. Like it, but they're all kind of, like, just stacked in, like, you know, kind of like...
A log cabin. Lincoln logs.
I was, like, almost thinking, like you know, in Blair Witch, where there's those twigs hanging? Yeah. Stuff like that, but bones.
Creepy.
I'm going to give it a use the force check and just trying to get a sense of, like, what is going on here.
There's deep magic in these bones.
40.
All you sense is this, like, kind of conflicting light and dark kind of energy coming from the three different holocrons sitting there.
Because
you have
sense.
A Jedi holocron, a Sith holocron, and a purple one, whatever that is.
Hi, kids.
Yeah. The Barney holocron.
Yeah.
The Barnacron.
But otherwise, like, nothing else is giving off anything. These are just bones.
Barnacron. All right. Chubrub's going to use the force to pull the Barney holocron towards my hand.
Barnacron.
Okay. I'm gonna walk up to that chest and take a look in that chest.
Okay, so Chubrub has picked up the purple holocron. There's two more.
I'm going to go for the blue.
Okay, leaving Markinum with the red with the one. Red.
Doesn't he have the most dark side points?
The red one.
Oh.
Doesn't Chubbs have the most dark side points?
Yeah, no, I learned my lesson touching that dark shit a long time ago. Nope.
I have four dark side points right now.
I currently have 7.
I have 5.
Sawbone picks up the chest and he opens it up and he finds inside 2 antique-looking blaster pistols. 450 credits. And 4 colored crystals.
I take them all.
Listen, I grab the chest. They're in my hands.
Those are for Jedis. Get out of here.
Red... green, cyan, and pink. These are color crystals, so you can put these in your weapons, your lightsabers, whatever, so you can change your laser blaster colors or lightsaber colors.
I want pink.
Inside also is almost like a USB drive sort of thing that would go into a holo communicator or data pad or whatever for like messages, like you guys recognize it, so there's one of those in there. All right, what else do you guys do?
I guess we can go back upstairs and tell the natives that their problem is solved.
Well, is there any other way out, or do we have to just go back the way we came?
You just gotta go back the way you came. You guys go back up through the maze. You find your way out with ease this time.
Mm-hmm.
You'll eventually make it back up to the top. When you guys arrive there, once you come back up through the elevator, you find all the Lerman all kind of huddled near the entrance. And there's a Deveronian male standing at the door with a red lightsaber out. And he has this sly smile on his face as he sees you guys coming out. And he's like, I knew you guys would be here.
And who are you?
Oh, me? My name is Ratty Cliff. I'm one of Dromedus's followers. Not quite 10 level yet. One of them, but I am one of their acolytes.
Cultist.
Okay, so like no one important then.
Yeah, you're like small fry.
So they send you out for like the little thing that no one really cares about?
It's part of my initiation. I'm here to get the holocrons that, you know, that guy on Droman Koss left all those. Y'all find them to the journals. So I'm there for those, those that you have.
So like a delivery boy.
And then I'm also here to get you. It's part of my training. I get to kill you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take you to Dromedus, whatever it is.
You fuck off right now, and I don't eat you over the course of the next 3 weeks.
We don't really have time for all this.
Yeah, I know. I'm tired. I want to go take a shower.
We just push past him. Like, we just, like, walk past him like he doesn't matter.
Can we fucking reschedule?
Can you not? Can we just not?
Listen, I'm giving you access to my calendar. Like,
I'm just saying, like, y'all can get past me, but I've got, like, 20 more boys outside. They're taking your ship over right now.
Sure. Okay.
He's like, fuck. No, serious. Take me seriously.
No.
Take me seriously. And he pulls out his, like he's getting ready to attack. But before you guys, like, even get a chance to, like, react to it, the Lermans pounce him and start beating him with clubs and spears. And
get ready,
literally, literally just, like, murder him.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Right in front of you.
I take his lightsaber.
You're already looting him.
He just goes, yup.
Yeah, I use the force.
And just, him and you're already yeah. looting his.
I run up, I shoot him twice. And I help.
Man, you know, I kind of like it here. These are my people.
Yeah, you guys rock.
So, as he said, he's got some buddies outside waiting for you guys.
PN, what's the status of the ship?
What's the sitch?
A little busy right now.
What's going on my ship, PN?
It's a little busy right now.
Tell me what's going on my ship, PN.
Just hear blaster fire and yeah. lightsabers whirring in the
well,
background.
Let's go. Where, it's right outside.
Is yeah. Link B on the ship as well, or is it just PN?
It's Link B and PN-15, yes.
All right, so let's go to the ship.
Let's go to the ship.
Yeah,
so you guys run out the doors. You guys cross over the bridge. You avoid the hole that you made with from the fallen white worm body.
Easy.
You guys get there, and as you were running up, PN is standing there, leg up on a pile of bodies. And he's like, "Sup, fellas?"
How did you do all this?
Hold on. I take a photo.
Did you kill all these people?
Oh. Yeah, it was me and Link B.
Aye.
Link B is leaning on the like door to the ship. He's just like, send me back.
Stop trying to get a spinoff. Stop.
I grab an energy drink out of PN's leg.
Oh, come on.
What? I need me a Shasta. This one's got extra caffeine.
I give PN the lightsaber.
The red lightsaber?
The red lightsaber. I go, got a gift for you.
Oh, nice. There's a couple of more of these bodies right here.
No, but really? This is for you.
Oh, I appreciate it. This is a very kind gift. Thank you.
I gather up all the lightsabers for, you know, parts and other things.
No, you find...
To wear a lightsaber necklace around yeah. your neck.
It's just a bunch of crystals around his neck.
Yeah. While he said there was 20 of them, it was really like 10. You know, right. That many. So you get 10 lightsabers. Right. Varying.
Dang.
Anything else?
We can use these.
Okay.
You guys notice how we put the air of confidence out and we didn't have to worry about it. We just bypassed that problem entirely.
So as you guys board the ship, PN looks at his work one last time, points his finger at it, and sets the pile of bodies on fire.
What? On the ship?
No, they're outside the ship.
On the ship.
Trevor runs back over and cuts off a hand for a snack.
Oh, we didn't all hear that, but I heard it, and I'm sure the fans will, too. You fucking psycho.
Yeah, because it's already cooked. Like, yeah, it's just going to waste.
Yeah. So Chubrub gets on the ship with you guys, and you take off, leaving Megiddo behind.
Can I plug in the USB drive?
Sure. You plug in the little hollow chip into your data pad, and you get there's a message. It says, "Congrats on finding my holocrons, whoever you are. You must have bested my greatest creation, the Mygeetan White Worm Tarantatic Hybrid. My Sith brethren thought it too dangerous, even for us, so I had to leave it here on this backwater planet. It will feast on the Lurmen who live here, but it craves the Force, so I have no doubt you had quite the time getting past my starved pet."
That's kind of easy.
"You have earned these holocrons. They will make you stronger and better than your brothers and sisters. Use them well."
Yes. Okay.
Cool, cool, cool.
Who wants to meditate?
Meditation party?
Oh, yeah.
Separate rooms, please.
I don't know. Part of me thinks that with all of them, like, found together, I feel like we should all meditate with them in the
same
room.
They should open together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe not. Maybe I'm being too much of a fucking nerd.
No, where's the best place to do this?
In my room?
In our conference room?
Oh, what?
The conference room's probably
in the closet.
Great. In the closet?
No.
7 minutes in holocron heaven.
You guys have kind of used the conference room for that sort of stuff before because it's a bigger room. Okay, so the three of you guys go in there.
Yep.
And you meditate on the holocrons. And I'm just going to let you guys like take the 10 or 20 or whatever it is just to
do it.
It just happens.
Yep. Let me know when you guys are going to be done. I need to catch up on my shows.
Okay, this is what you guys find out about. I mean, you can catch up on your show. You don't need them, right?
I like it watching it in this room.
He's
in the corner.
Room.
He's been in here the entire time.
You have a giant screen there with like the couch. You're like, I like the privacy.
I like the close quarters.
Is there a hammock under the table? How long has this been here?
Don't worry about it.
It's our secret spot.
I don't have, like, the people, whoever made these holocrons, but this is what you guys are able to learn whilst you use them. Each holocron can be shared with another person that do not have to be Force users.
Wait, okay? What is this?
Nice.
The holocrons can be shared with someone who is not Force sensitive. So you can give them the bonus. The red one gives you, whoever has the red one.
I did.
Oh, it's so perfect that you got this. I'm so glad you got this. Gives you a +3 to your strength.
Damn!
Nice.
Take it.
So you can give that bonus to someone else on the team too if you so choose.
No robots.
But
oh, okay, so I can share it with one person.
So you got plus three to strength, but you take a minus two HP points permanently.
Okay. Permanently. Okay.
All right.
Minus two?
Mm-hmm. That's really worth it.
Okay.
Who do you want to share that buff with?
The strength with?
Yeah.
So who wants it?
You can give it to whoever you want. You can
Before we figure out who we're going to give it to, can we find out what all of them do?
Nope.
Mother.
Okay.
I say give it to Kale because I think it'd be the funniest to have him just
and
get beefier.
Someone, I mean, you know, if someone gets two bonuses, then someone gets two bonuses.
Okay.
That's just how it is.
So I walk over to Kale and I kiss him on the lips and I say, this is how I think this works.
You take minus two permanently to your HP. Like, but you feel stronger.
Step over Days of Our Lives. I got a new story to tell. It must be my... Am I dreaming? I slap myself.
Chubbs, what is happening?
I have no idea what's happening right
now. Wait, no. I've got strength now. I slap myself and I almost knock myself out. Oh my...
Well, he got stronger.
You're both stronger and weaker at the
same
time.
Strength with a kiss.
Oh, yeah. Take two?
Yeah.
Glad that wasn't me.
Liar.
Oh my God. Do we have any creatine in the kitchen?
All of a sudden, he gets like a six pack.
What is that? Ooh,
ooh. You lost that. The pooch is gone.
The pooch is gone. And the beast is released. Oh, I want some bacon.
Someone say bacon.
When I feel the need to take off my shirt.
I slowly push him out of the conference room.
I slowly push him back.
I'm still stronger.
Yeah,
well, all right. You win this one, bro.
I love this new confidence.
I strut down the hallway. You know the strut. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
The purple one, which I believe was Chubbs. You get... two untrained skill points.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Wait a second. I run back. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
But minus two to train skill points. Now, that's not necessarily minus two from one. It's just like it can be minus one from, you know, so. Okay.
Does anybody need skill points?
Yes, I do acrobatics.
Yeah,
give it to him.
I have his computer.
Call him back in.
Yo, Kale, come here.
I come back in and I've got a... Like
Could you lean down here, please?
I've got some of Chubb Rub's meat bags and I'm...
And I just fucking slap him right in the face. Just full paw of fury. Just all three fingers right in the mouth.
Works. Whoa. Mm, thank you. Brotherly love.
Yeah, you feel... More confident in some things and a little less confident in other things.
He's becoming like OP.
My God.
We can rebuild him. We can do it.
So you jump a little higher?
Yeah.
I got a pep in my step.
So I'll let you guys decide where you're going to take those points from. I'll ask you here in a second. We're going to go to the blue one.
That's me.
Ryla, the blue one. It's perfect that you got this one. It's perfect that you two chose the ones that you did. You get a plus three to your use the force checks.
Oh nice.
But a minus two to your strength, which doesn't matter because you use your dexterity to attack.
He's just kissing the air.
Yeah, I've got my hand on Marky's face and I'm holding him back with one
hand. And I kiss it and get the points.
No. So did he actually get the other power?
Because
you made contact with me.
I did.
If that's how it works. If just me smacking your forehead.
That's how you gave it to me.
She gave it to you?
By accident, he tried to kiss me.
If you want to give it to him, that takes him his plus three strength down to just a plus one strength.
It takes you to a plus one strength.
Think about giving it to Daniel.
It would have to be you, if not Mark, to have the other
use the force.
Plus
a minus two to strength, but a plus three to use the
force. Fuck it. Give it to me.
You're going
to
be no strength whatsoever.
Take me down to an eight, baby. I don't give a fuck.
How do you do it? So far you've seen me kiss Kale. You've seen him smack the shit out of Kale.
Well, I've already got my hand on Marky's forehead, and I was like, hey, Chubbs, this power before Marky does.
Hurry up. What is it?
And he runs and, like, jumps and hugs, and I grab him with the other arm. Roll.
We
transfer in the power of hug.
It sounded like Jer wanted you to kiss Chubbs.
No, or smack the shit out of him.
But I'm holding you off. He's got to come to me.
My damage threshold just went down.
Oh, no. You're what dead? You're what dead?
My damage threshold?
What, by like one?
Is it, it's like strength, no right? Damage? For damage threshold?
It's your fortitude.
Oh, never mind. I'm good.
Yeah.
My strength is now at a minus one modifier, which is how it was until two levels ago when I got the points to buy it off. God damn it.
But now you have more use of force.
Yeah.
That's accurate.
Hey, Kale.
What?
What did you take?
I was going to put... I could be practical and put it into initiative, which is already pretty high, and make it better. But then I thought about putting it into acrobatics.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You need to put it in your acrobatic.
Dana, what did you do? What did you put yours into?
I took the two out of mechanics and then put it in to use the force. So I got a total of plus five to use the force out of these holocrons.
Fucking Christ.
So now it's a plus 30.
Jesus.
Damn.
Fucking Christ.
Yeah.
I go to Kale with the pink crystal and go,
"You will never get this. You will never get this."
What?
Yeah, he's got that box with the colored crystals in it.
You will never get this. Bro.
So instead of splitting the loot...
You're just keeping it all for yourself?
That's okay. I take the pink crystal out of one of the 10 lightsabers and I give it to Kale.
They're all red.
They're all red, yeah.
Damn it.
All right, and that is where we're going to leave this one with you guys aboard the Tin Sparrow above Megiddo.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.